Utah knows what it means to be earthquake ready.
Epicenter Magna, Utah, was 5.7.
Today, Dave and Dejanovic mark the 2024 Great Utah Shakeout. Listen this hour as Be Ready Utah joins Dave and Debbie for the preparation and planning your family needs for the next emergency on KSL News Radio.
Happens at 10:15 this morning here at Evergreen Junior High and schools all across Utah, and also businesses. We will be drop, covering, and holding on, because that is the earthquake drill that the Division of Emergency Management wants us all to remember today at 10:15.
It's important because we know stop, drop, and roll. If we ever catch on fire, it's probably far more likely that we'll be in an earthquake here in Utah. But drop, cover, hold on. It's a great way to remember how to stay safe during an earthquake.
So we're going to have lots of great usable tips for your family today. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be going in depth with the Division of Emergency Management on the top three things you need to do to prepare for an earthquake. Then we will be participating in the drill. I can't wait for Dave to drop, cover, and hold on to the plastic table we have set up here in the hallway at Evergreen Junior High in the Granite District. Also looking forward to a live conversation with the Granite School District spokesman about what happened to Westlake Junior High. You might remember we had a significant amount of damage happen to that Westside Junior High School back in March of 2020. It had to shut down. It was basically condemned. It was unsafe after that earthquake. So we're going to check on the progress of that. Dave, I've also been speaking to a structural engineer who reached out to me a couple of weeks ago after the New Jersey, New York shaker that happened. And he said, Deb, we're building so much safer nowadays that his goal is to make sure people don't feel scared to be inside buildings. So he's going to walk us through what structural engineers are doing in Utah to make our buildings, you know, stay upright during an earthquake.
Yeah, during an earthquake here in Utah, the damage happened with unreinforced masonry, URM. This is a thing. They know about it. But it's basically where they were just stacking bricks on top of each other.
That's long ago, though.
We don't do that anymore.
No, that's so long ago.
And even once we started to reinforce these things, we have learned so much about seismology and earthquakes that we truly can build resilient buildings.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from an actual engineer and an expert on this who's been inside these buildings, and he knows exactly what to do. And I'm looking forward to feeling safer inside buildings once we talk to him. Again, we're live at Evergreen Junior High, so if you hear the background noise, what are you listening to?
I want to say it's a simulated earthquake. I think they're getting everybody ready for the Great Utah Shakeout.
Good.
So you would think that it was the morning announcements, but I think it's getting them ready for the Great Shakeout.
While we wait for the Great Shakeout drill, which happens at 10:15 this morning, let's get to our top local story.
Dave and Dejanovic. Special coverage of the top local story.
It sounds like we may know as early as this afternoon. It probably will happen during Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news this afternoon, so I'm a bit jealous. We're going to find out if the Board of Governors at the NHL signs off on the deal to bring NHL to SLC, Dave.
And this is enormous. It's the worst kept secret also in America right now. We know this is going to happen. Everything is pointing in the right direction. But you have to have several things happen. Number one, willing owner and a willing seller. We have both of those with the Arizona Coyotes and Ryan Smith and the Smith Entertainment Group. But you have to have the NHL jump on board as well. And that's where the NHL Board of Governors have to approve, say, okay, we got the buyer, we got the seller, we have to bless this.
Did you hear how the Coyotes ended their final season in Phoenix, actually in Tempe? Let's listen to the chants from the crowd. Can you hear that?
I'm very good at crowd chants.
What did they say?
Salt Lake sucks. Okay, that was Sam Farnsworth with KSL Television. He went down for the final game.
And captured that audio.
And captured that. And, Debbie, let's be very clear here. There's going to be a blood feud between Phoenix and Salt Lake for eternity now.
Adam Small, back in the newsroom, at the mothership for us. You're navigating what's going on with the NHL. What can you tell us, Adam?
Well, Debbie, Dave, I can tell you that – so many insider reports here over the last few days. It's been an absolutely crazy week. The latest one is from Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman, who says the NHL's Board of Governors is expected to meet today, 1 o'clock our time. And he says they're not only just expected to vote, they're expected to approve not only the sale of the Coyotes to Jazz owner Ryan Smith, but also their relocation to Salt Lake City. The Board of Governors is the final say in the NHL of any either expansion or, in this case, relocation. So we're expecting in just a matter of hours to have two sports in the Big Four North American sports right here in Salt Lake City.
Adam, is there a sense or an indication? I mean, this isn't my money, but do we know how much the Coyotes are going to cost us?
So the reports that I have seen, so Ryan Smith is reportedly bucking up $1.2 billion to buy the Coyotes franchise. So $1 billion is for the franchise, and then the other $200 million is for the relocation fee. And if you need any indication also that the Board of Governors is probably going to okay this, not only are you getting a better stadium situation, you've got a stadium that's ready for hockey, they all get a cut of that $200 million relocation fee. So all the other 32 owners have free money headed to their pockets this afternoon if they approve this.
I'm just looking at this Sportsnet story that dropped on this, looks like about 13 hours ago, last night at 10:15, and it says 3 p.m. Eastern time, so that confirms my question. Unfortunately, the announcement will not be happening during the David Dejanovic show, Adam, but I'm sure we're going to be all over it this afternoon. You're going to be keeping an eye on it as well for us. Thanks so much for the update. And this sounds like it's a done deal. Dave, what are your thoughts?
This is great news for the sports world. Whether it truly does revitalize downtown, there are some question marks there. But as far as the sports landscape and what it means to bring another major league professional team to Utah, this is monumental. And it's something as just shocking, quite honestly, because there's been so many hopes and dreams wrapped around getting an NFL team, first of all, a baseball team. Hockey really flew under the radar, and it wasn't until Ryan Smith came in and started whispering about a year ago to see it happen this quickly that we could have NHL in October is absolutely shocking.
Well, here's my hot take. I think this is happening way too fast for a lot of residents' taste in the downtown Salt Lake City area. I am going to read you off. I will rattle it off as quickly as possible. The long list of things that need to be accomplished by August. There's this deadline that City Hall and the owner of the new NHL team have to get in place by August. It almost sounds impossible. Stick around. Weigh in. Tell us if you think that this is just too rush for your taste, too. That's next.
It's the Great Utah Shakeout. Dave and Debbie are live from Evergreen Junior High in the Granite School District on KSL News Radio.
We'll be keeping an eye on the clock at 1 o'clock this afternoon when the NHL Board of Governors meets, expected to approve and finalize the deal to get NHL pro hockey to Salt Lake City from Arizona. It turns out the Coyotes wrapped up their season last night, and the crowd went wild, not only for the Coyotes, but for their hate of Salt Lake City. Let's listen.
Now, if you can't put that together, if you don't hear chants and can't, what do they say? They're saying Salt Lake sucks, which tells you this is a blood feud now between Arizona and Utah.
It's too late.
Losing your team is the ultimate slap in the face, Debbie. Imagine if we lost the Utah Jazz to anybody, we would never forgive that city, that state. It would be a blood feud, which is exactly what it is. Which really speaks to how big of a deal it is for us to give this team.
This is going to be a really fast process. So if you think that you're going to be showing up at the public hearing on May 21st, which is when the Salt Lake City Council has set that public hearing, they traditionally take input on big decisions. Public has a chance to weigh in. But if you think you're going to go there with your flow charts and your environmental studies to sway the city council's decision, Look, for 35 years, I have covered public hearings, and it is very rare that public input sways decisions like this. Not suggesting you don't show up and voice your concerns, but this is being fast-tracked, my friends, in a big way. The city council has to basically have a bow on this, the city does, Salt Lake City does, and submit it to the state by September 1st. And that includes any rezoning plans. So anything that needs to be rezoned will be done by this summer. All the plans will be set in place. Everything has to be in motion in short order for this to happen. Remember, the state legislature really set down the guidelines on this and the rules, and now it's up to the city to run around and get this done, along with newest NHL owner by this afternoon, Ryan Smith.
Which I think really explains why the legislature had to move so quickly. They had to get things in place. They obviously knew something that we didn't. They knew that this was far more likely than we thought originally. So to have these things put in place back in February and March has opened up this opportunity. And now that this team is available, now that the Arizona Coyotes can be purchased, you have to strike when the iron is hot, and it is red hot right now.
But for residents, this is very rushed, and I
think
it feels very, very uncomfortable to a lot of people. Not everybody. There's going to be a lot of people who are excited about getting a team, getting a new stadium, getting new restaurants, getting, you know, usable Wi-Fi in these stadiums, all those things. But for a lot of folks who are going to be impacted by this, or let me like, wait a minute, hold on, put the brakes on this. Dave, I've just pulled up a website. It's called buildingsaltlake.com. Can I list for you all of the things that have to be accomplished in the next couple of months on the part of the city to get the goals that the legislature has spelled out in that Senate bill that ended up passing to approve the 0.5% sales tax increase in order to help fund this project? Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to run out of breath. But here's what buildingsaltlake.com lists. And this is a massive grocery list. This is like when you're going to Costco for a 2-month supply of all things that you need. They need to get a financial plan in place, a land use plan in place, public asset plan in place, a public safety plan in place. That means, you know, cops and fire and all that other stuff. A homelessness mitigation plan in place. I mean, the city hasn't been able to really totally deal with that on its own to begin with. That'll be curious to see how they're able to. Homeless mitigation plan. Transportation plan in place. A parking plan in place. A provision that local government may not provide a direct subsidy. Maximum dollar amount that may be used for the benefit of the project participant, which is the team, right, or the owner. A clear description of what fund and revenues uses will be used or not considered for the benefit of the project and subject to the limit. Terms related to breach of the agreement. I mean, all of these things in place, government traditionally moves ever so slowly. If you've maybe ever try to get a building permit, or, you know, you need to talk to somebody or get on an agenda at City Hall. You know, it moves slowly. Not for this.
As you were listing that, I couldn't help but think there's no way they can take into account public opinion. There's so many ideas, and there's probably some great ideas from the public. But practically speaking, as you were listing this out, this has to be almost rubber stamped by the professionals.
And I feel like it is.
It is.
Yeah, I feel like it is. There's a lot that was going on, in my view, behind the scenes before the plan to fund it was ever unveiled on Capitol Hill, because this is not just stuff that lawmakers stand up and announce that they're going to do without some sort of discussion beforehand. And now they've got to fast track this to meet the deadline before fall. It feels like there has to have been some stuff going on behind the scenes in order to make this happen this quickly.
The master plan has changed massively in this state, because we have master plans and
we have no idea.
Looking 5, 10, 20 years out. This is, speaking of earthquakes, this is the big one. This is one that will shake up downtown.
Here's what's crazy about it to me. We have really no insight at all about where this is going to happen. We don't know where they're going to drop the back hose and start digging. You know, we don't know how big it's going to be. How many city blocks are going to be swooped up on this? How many, if there are going to be historical buildings impacted by this, if there's going to be neighborhoods impacted by this. Here it is, mid-April. We're likely going to get a team and an announcement this afternoon, but yet we have no idea where any of this is going to happen within the city.
All I can say is if you look historically throughout the country, they try to keep it in the ballpark. They try to keep it and reutilize the area, the downtown areas. Because they rebuild, they try to keep it close because a lot of times that's where the parking is. They can build it in a parking lot, level the old one. So if I'm making an educated guess, it's going to be right around the Delta Center, probably somewhere within those few city blocks. How much they eat up, if they tear out a road, all of that will be determined. But again, educated guess, looking at what has happened across the country, is probably going to be in that same Delta Center area.
Well, I'm telling you what, if the backhoes start showing up around Broadcast House, which is right across the street from the Delta Center, I'm going to tell them, you drop that backhoe on Dave Noriega's chair first and start digging there. Think about it.
It's right there. It very well could involve that.
Tracks lines run there as well, and that is that area could use a boost in the arm for restaurants too.
There's open space. That's a huge. They have an entire city block that is dedicated right now to parking. If you have a giant blank space of a city block and then some industrial area about another half block or so east of that, this is a prime spot. I would be shocked if it ends up anywhere else.
So, wasn't it ironic to you that we're gaining an NHL team? Probably learn more about that this afternoon. While risking the loss of the iconic, one of the biggest, most recognized film festivals in the world, Sundance, that's next.